欢迎来到卡卡课堂。嗯，杰西卡，你们的童年呢，有没有一些让你们记忆犹新的事情呢？小时候真的是发生过很多很多有趣的事情，今天我们就分享一些外国网友他们小时候发生的有趣的事情。这些故事当中呢，有一些非常实用的表达，比如说情书 love letter， 那寄情书的人呢，那用这个单词就好 sender。这让我想起我小时候第一次收到情书，大概是在六七岁的样子啊。然后我跟那个男孩说，你好好学习，然后就没有了。我甚至不记得 the name of the sender， 啊，原谅我忘记了太多事情。Speaking of childhood, I do want to thank my parents because I think they're really great parents. I was a very happy little girl when I was a kid.好，接下来呢，我们就来完整听一下今天要分享的外国网友的他们小时候的四个故事。如果你觉得呢我的语速比较快，听不太懂，可以加入我们早餐英语的会员课程哦，里面有我慢版的带读，还有完整的讲解。I didn't speak until I was 2 years old, causing my mother to worry for a long time that I might be deaf. When I finally did speak, it was when my parents had friends over for dinner.My first words addressed to the person next to me were, Would you like some more cake? I received my first love letter in second grade. I corrected the spelling and the grammar in red ink and returned to the sender. I stole several bulbs off the Christmas tree, took them down to the basement and broke them on the floor to see what they were made of.Then I promptly forgot I had done any of that and later walked over them in bare feet. I had horrible insomnia and would stay up late reading. I snuck a flashlight under my pillow so I could read. My mom realized what I was doing and why and replaced the batteries when needed without me asking for it.